Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your questions over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Once again, I will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you who are listening to me, hey, I want you to join in with me in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this blessed day that you have blessed us to assemble together again in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, this opportunity you've given us to learn the word of God. And dear Lord, as we go into your word today, we ask that your spirit would accompany us, that you will bless us with revelation, knowledge, and understanding in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we do acknowledge that you are the all-wise God, and there is none wiser. So, dear Lord, shed some of this wisdom upon us, and, dear Lord, bless us with your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and, Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for another blessed day. We are on part three today. The fourth century church, Arianism. And we have been talking about Arianism during the fourth century that was started by a so-called priest called Arius. And to sum it up, he said that Jesus, number one, that Jesus is not Lord, he's not God, and that Jesus was created by the Father at a certain time. Okay. And so we have been looking at scriptures to show that Jesus is Lord God and that he is eternal. That's another thing that Arius has said, that Jesus is not eternal. Okay. He was created at some time. So in part one and two, we were looking at scriptures from the Bible that let us know that Jesus Christ is Lord, he is God, and that he is, and he was and is eternal. He was not created at some particular time. Okay. It's not like with us. We as human beings, we are created beings. We were created by the Lord God at a particular time. That is not so with Jesus Christ. Now, we're going today into another one of God's book called The Record of Nephite. And we're going to look at some scriptures on this subject here and look at what the Lord had given to his people on this continent during the prehistoric times called the Nephites, and what he had given them about this subject. Okay. And that's the beauty of the work of the Lord. He doesn't leave himself without witnesses. Okay. And he follows his own protocol, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now, I want to bring up a first witness to you, and this is from the Record of Nephi book, and it's one of the books in the Record of Nephi called the First Book of Nephi, and this is the First Book of Nephi, chapter 13, verse 41, what the Lord had given to his people. Now, this, he gave this to his people even before Christ came in the flesh. He gave them a word concerning Christ when Christ come in the flesh. And I want to read to you what is said here in the word here in the Record of Nephi that the Lord gave to one of the Nephites here. And this was given to him before Christ met incarnated in the flesh. You know, it's, you know, what we have to understand as well is that the Lord, even before Christ came in the flesh, he revealed to men the things concerning Christ before he came in the flesh. Isaiah was not the only one that God had revealed to concerning Christ's first coming, how he would incarnate in the flesh, others as well. And he also shows that he witnesses to more than one nation. So he just didn't witness to or give his word to just of the nation of Jews, but other nations, okay, concerning Christ. So here in this word, it says here, 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 41, and it says, "And the angel spake unto me, saying, These last records which thou hast seen among the Gentiles shall establish the truth of the first, which is of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and shall make known the plain and precious things which have been taken away from them, and shall make known to all kindreds, tongues, and people that the Lamb of God is the Eternal Father and the Savior of the world, and that all men must come unto him, or they cannot be saved." So here, Jesus Christ is declared as the Eternal Father, okay? So that means he couldn't have been no created being at a particular time. He is eternal. Just like we saw in the Bible, he is the Word that made flesh. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. Okay? Amen. And since he's the Word made flesh, he is God, that means he's eternal. Amen. He is eternal, people. That's why, once again, we have to be careful of people coming up with this, you know, these things about, and like I said, we as a people, we got to learn to examine things, because I told you before that if there's one thing these other religions and these cults and all that's going to attack is Christ. When you talk about Christianity, they're going to attack Christ. Why? Because Satan is over their religion and cults. And so Satan is using them to try, and I do mean try, to discredit Jesus. So again, to those of you who are on the bandwagon with the world talking about love and peace, well, yeah, we're supposed to love all men and be at peace all men. But I'm talking about the way the world looks at love and peace. So I told you before, the world look at love and peace as accept and tolerate. So if any man coming up and telling you your Jesus ain't worth nothing, can't do nothing, never could do nothing, your act of love means accept it and tolerate it. Well, guess what? You ain't going to find that nowhere in Scripture. Now, we are told by the Lord Jesus Christ to love all men, to be at peace with all men. Now, when you look at what God talks about loving and being at peace with all men, he is not telling you to accept doctrines that are unholy, that is profane or evil or speaks against him. Okay? You're not going to find that in Scripture. That is not God's idea of you, quote, showing love. Okay? That's not his idea there. Okay? And it's amazing how some Christians seem to think it is so. We're told here, as I just read to you, in Nephi, that Christ is the Eternal Father, okay? He is the Eternal Father, period. He is eternal, okay? And all these other religions, they always trying to, you know, speak against the deity of Christ or speak against his resurrection or his shedding of his blood. You know, they all want to say it's nothing, and it's worth nothing, it's powerless. Now, if you side with them on it, then you lost. You're lost. Because if all of that, what they say is true, then we're not saved. We're lost. We're almost miserable men, as it says. And if that be the case, there is no help for us. Amen. There is no hell for us. Christian, it is your due diligence that when people are speaking concerning Christ, it is your due diligence to pay attention, number one. Number two, to search out what they're saying. Because one of the things I notice about some people are very cunning speakers, and they use very elegant words. I mean, it's so elegant that if you really just sit there and really kind of think on what they're saying, you will be fooled. You know, and some of us, we will actually think that they are for Jesus. But when you really listen to what they say and read between the lines and really search that up, you'll find out it's just another cunning, slick move to get you to turn away from Christ. Amen. It's just, you know, wow. That's exactly what it is. No bones about it. Amen. So Christ was not a created being. Okay? Amen. You have many of these religions. They would even go as far to say, hey, you know, Christ was a god, but a little g god. See, we got all these little g gods and this kind of god and that kind of god. And as a Christian, at some point, we got to be willing to stand or contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. See, some of us as Christians out there, you think it's the idea just to be quiet all the time. Now, I'm not here to tell you you need to run your mouth all the time. No, you don't. But at some point you have to be willing to stand for Christ. At some point, you got to be willing to contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. We have to stand and voice and let them know that this ain't no fairy tale. That what Christ went through for us was real. We have to stand up and proclaim that, people. Instead of sitting up there all the time like, you know, we're just so afraid to open our mouth. But to particular people, we don't mind saying things. Well, you can say amen, old me. Amen. When it comes to one another as a Christian, we're willing to open our mouth and speak up. When it comes to people, they can talk about our God, okay? And we just sit there and just, you know, don't say nothing. And don't get me wrong, there's times that the Lord will tell you, say, don't say a word. And we do have to obey the Lord. But for the most part, many times, the Lord is waiting on us to make a stand. And we sit up there and say, Lord, do something about it, Lord. You know, and when we see no change, now we're talking and mumbling and complaining against God. You understand that? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to read another scripture to you. And this is from the second book of Nephi, chapter 10. And I'm going to read the first three verses. And this was given to a servant of the Lord called Jacob. Now, not Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. This is another Jacob. And he was given something about Jesus Christ before Christ came in the flesh. Okay? Amen. And this is what he said. He said, and now I, Jacob, speak unto you again, my beloved brethren, concerning this righteous branch of which I have spoken. For behold, the promises which we have obtained are promises unto us according to the flesh. Okay? Wherefore, as it hath been shown unto me that many of our children shall perish in the flesh because of unbelief, nevertheless, God will be merciful unto many, and our children shall be restored that they may come to that which will give them the true knowledge of their Redeemer. Wherefore, as I said unto you, it must needs be expedient that Christ, for in the last night the angel spake unto me that that should be his name. So he got it. Now, this is before Christ incarnated in the flesh. It was revealed to him by an angel that the one is to come, his name was Christ, should come among the Jews, among they which are the more wicked part of the world, and they shall crucify him. For thus it behooveth our God, and there is no other nation on earth that will crucify their God. So, once again, what is this declaring? Jesus Christ is Lord God, okay? Period. And this also shows that he is not a created being. Because who created God? Nobody, okay? God just exists. See the Bible, in John's writing the Bible, he could only go as far back as he could go. And he said, in the beginning was the Word. John, if you really read between the lines what John was saying, John let you know you can't go back no further. You can't go back no further. That's why I said to those of you that's listening, who's sitting up there, you know, I've heard some people ask them. There are some questions people ask. They're honest in their asking. It may seem foolish, but they're honest in their asking. And then you got some people who ask those same kind of questions, and they just, you know, I just wonder. You know, so it's more like it's not so much as a really learning thing. It's like, let me see what kind of questions I come up with just to ask, you know. But anyhow, amen. Jesus is Lord God, and there is none greater than him, okay? You're not going to find anyone greater than Jesus Christ, and that he is Lord God. And this is why you got so many religions. You got some religions out there that tell you, say, hey, I believe in God. But when you tell them, say, hey, you got to accept Jesus, they'll let you know Jesus can't do nothing for me. And then if you take it further, well, you tell them, hey, he's Lord God, they ready to spit in your face. They're ready to spit in your face, people. Because in fact, you know, many of them just don't, they don't believe that. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's God. See, Arius, who started this Arianism, and I read to you, you can go back and listen to part one and two, and I read to you, and Arius was bringing this stuff, and it was causing all this kind of confusion. And even up to this day and time, you can have somewhat the majority of the people trying to fall in the ways of God. You always had that someone out of the bunch who come up with a wild accusation or I got a vision. And when they tell you the vision, you can just listen to it until it just contradicts the word of God from top to bottom. And they just swear up and down and come from God. You're going to have someone doing that, okay? Amen. And the thing about this is that, and what we must understand is that these kind of teachings that is against the true doctrine of Jesus Christ are dangerous. It's dangerous because what they're doing is they're pressing you to the place of not really accepting Christ as Lord, not believing he's Lord God, and not believing that you need to accept him to be saved. So this is why you got some out there saying, well, I accept God, but I ain't accepting Jesus. Well, see, Jesus is Lord God, okay? He is Lord God. Now, some of you that's listening, you can accept it or not. I mean, our job is really merely just to tell you. It's not our job to argue with you about it, okay? Now, I, you know, or try to, hunt you down and see you, did you get it and all this stuff. No, that's not our job, okay? Amen. Our job is to tell you and let you choose. Amen. That's our job. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read another scripture here. This is coming from the book of Mosiah. The 15th chapter. The book of Mosiah, the 15th chapter, amen. And this was given to a man of God called Abinadi, okay? And he was given something about Christ before he would incarnate in the flesh, okay? I want to read to you out of this chapter what he says. He says, and now Abinadi said unto them, I would that you should understand that God himself shall come down among the children of men and shall redeem his people. Now let's stop there for a minute. He said God himself. Okay. See, no one else, people, could do or bring about the plan of redemption like our Lord God. So he had to do it himself. But he didn't come in all his glory because who could stand? So he incarnated in the flesh. Okay? That's what we could take. Amen. If he would have came in all his glory, he had to hide Moses in the cleft of a rock. Told Moses, you can see my back parts, but you can't see me face to face. You wouldn't be able to live. You wouldn't be able to take it, people. Listen, it's tough enough on our flesh when the Spirit of the Lord is operating strong in us. Now, some of y'all understand what I mean by that. Have the Lord ever use you, and when after God finished using you in ministry, you kind of felt real weak in the flesh? And just imagine he turned on the full blast of the power of the glory. We couldn't take it. So he gives us what we can handle. And so Abinadi goes on to say, and because he dwelleth in the flesh, he shall be called what? The Son of God. So he's called the Son of God because he dwelleth in the flesh. Okay? And having subjected the flesh to the will of the Father, being the Father and the Son. So having subject the flesh to the will of the Father, he's known as the Father and the Son. The Father, because he was conceived by the power of God. Okay? You understand that? In other words, Mary, Joseph at first was thinking, about to marry this woman. She already pregnant, and I know me and her didn't do anything. Okay, so I don't know. I think this woman maybe she played the game around on me. Okay? But see, the Lord's power overshadowed Mary, and she was pregnant. Amen. And it says, because of the flesh, thus becoming the Father and the Son. Okay? He's the Father because he was conceived by the power of God, and the Son because of the flesh, thus becoming the Father and Son. And they are one God. Do you hear that? And they are one God, yea, the very eternal Father of heaven and of earth. You hear that? Jesus is eternal, people. He was not and is still not a created being. He was not created at some time like Arius was going around telling folks. Like I said, you always have one somebody, even in the church, they come up with some kind of off-the-wall teaching. And the sad thing about it, they do get some people to follow them. Amen. They get some people to follow them. And for the most part, when they're coming up with these off-the-wall doctrines, they do end up doing stuff that's not in order with God. So I say that as a side message to those you listening, be careful who you're following behind. Be careful who you're following behind. Because some of y'all being enticed with these smooth words. And these same ones that giving you these smooth words is causing you to operate in spirit of rebellion against your pastors and leadership. And you thinking, oh, it's all right. This is what we do because they wrong, wrong, wrong. Be careful. Be careful who you follow. Hallelujah. Now, he goes on to say, they are one God, yea, the very eternal Father of heaven and earth, and thus the flesh becoming subject to the Spirit, or the Son to the Father, being one God, suffered temptation, and yielded not to the temptation, but suffered himself to be mocked, scourged, and cast out, and disowned by his people. Okay? He suffered temptation. Okay? Amen. Being one God. Three persons making one being. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, you have people out there who don't understand the plan of God, the plan of redemption, the plan of salvation. And instead of letting the Lord reveal things spiritually through his spirit unto them, they try to figure things out naturally. And you might well forget it. Because if you're just trying to figure this thing out just in a natural sense, you're really going to be confused. I've told you guys on the other broadcast, the Word of God is like one big puzzle. You know, like when you remember back in the days, I think they still sell it now. I just ain't seen it around here. Remember back in the days you had that puzzle book? I'm not talking about crossword puzzle. I'm talking about the puzzle box, rather. I'm not talking about crossword puzzle. I'm talking about the box of puzzles where you had to put it together to make one big picture. And man, my God, it takes some time to do that. Amen. It takes some time. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, and after all this, and after working many mighty miracles among the children of men, he shall be led, yea, even as Isaiah said, as a sheep before shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Yea, even so he shall be led, crucified, and slain, the flesh becoming subject unto death, the will of the Son swallowed up in the will of the Father. And thus God breaketh the bands of death, having gained the victory over death, giving the power to make intercession for, giving the Son power to make intercession for the children of men, having ascended unto heaven, having the bowels of mercy, being filled with compassion toward the children of men, standing betwixt them and justice, having broken the bands of death, take upon himself the iniquity and transgression, having redeemed them and satisfied the demands of justice. Amen. Amen. That, you know, glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus, once again, people, was not a created being. He is eternal. He is Lord God, okay? Amen. Too many of us as Christians, you know, too many of us, we think we don't have to stand for the faith. You know, some of you think that, you know, you're going to go out there, everybody's going to accept you, invite you to this and that. And some of you as Christians, you going to any kind of events. You know, some places are not good for you to go to, okay? Some places have a demonic presence there. And you going there, you can end up being cursed. But, of course, I know that, you know, some of you, you know, listen, you go, oh, man, I don't know what that is. I ain't see that in scripture. That ain't scripture. Okay. Okay. Hang on to that thought. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessed word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And when I come with part four, it's going to be from the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the blessed word of God today. Thank God for all you've been listening. Amen. Glory be to God. He is worthy to be praised and be glorified. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day, watching over and keeping us as you've done. And we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I pray that this word that I've given have been a blessing to those who have been listening. And I pray that you would water this word and bring forth the increase for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Once again, I want to thank God for all you've been listening. My next part will be part four. Look for the advertisement. Glory be to God. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Church Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.